Did you see players with so much talent? You just knew how good they were, but they never became the stars they could have because they didn't have that work ethic.
I was runner-up player of the year in Oklahoma in baseball, and I think it was a kid named Farmer. Man, gosh, everything about him just oozed. Good look, 6'4", where he's had on his cock back on his head, just graceful, could do everything, and he never made it. Guys just sometimes, for whatever reason, just don't have the wherewithal or the confidence. They fail. I talked about in 1966 the fear of failure. And it wasn't failing myself. It was failing all those people in Caddo County that believed in me. And some people can't handle failure. They can't handle negativity. It's like Mickey Mantle when his dad said, okay, come on back home. Somebody's got to kick you in the butt. Some people need that. Other people are driven enough to be successful, to understand that we'll get them tomorrow. We lost the game. Let's go have a cheeseburger. Some people never see that.
Could be the name of a book for you, Let's Go Have a Cheeseburger.
Well, I've got a book called Catch Every Ball, How to Handle Life's Pitches.
Yep.
In life, people come to me and say, my child wants to be a catcher. What do I tell them? I said, catch every ball. I talk about the vowels of success, the A-E-I-O-U's of life. And the book, Catch Every Ball, talks about the fact that it's not just baseball, it's everything in life. You got a producer in the studio that if you throw something at him and he can catch it and do it, he's probably going to have a regular job. He's probably going to keep moving up. If they come to you with statistics, you're way ahead of everybody. If you have an answer, people will trust you. People will believe in you. People will support you. So catch everything that's thrown your way. Learn about your business. Learn the intricacies about how to do it. And you will be a great catcher. And you will catch everything thrown at you.